global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
I'm Greg Jarrett. We're sponsored by Sector Spider ETFs. Why buy a single stock when you can invest in the entire sector? Visit SectorSPDRS.com or call 1-866-SECTOR-ETF. Stocks are on track for their longest losing streak since February amid growing uncertainty about whether the UK is going to stay in the EU. Investors are also waiting for tomorrow's Federal Reserve announcement. Retail sales were up more than forecast in May, showing consumer spending will help boost economic growth in the second quarter. Off earlier lows, the S&P 500, as we check the markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day, is down 0.4%, down 7%. The Dow is down 75, now down 0.4%, and the NASDAQ is down 0.3%, down 16. The 10-year is up 2/32, the yield 1.60%. West Texas Intermediate's down just over 1% at $48.35 a barrel. COMEX Gold is down 0.1% at $12.85.50 an ounce. The yen at 106.05, the euro at 112.11. Valeant Pharmaceuticals would consider selling some of its core business at the right price, according to the CEO today. He was talking at the annual company meeting outside Montreal. Joe Papa says he would consider a significant offer for the drug maker's core units, which he described as the Bausch & Lomb, dermatology, gastrointestinal, drugs, and consumer business. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash. I'm Greg Jarrett. Carolyn Court.
All right, Greg, thank you so much. Forgive me, it's gotten noisy here at the Bloomberg Technology Conference. Everybody coming out of lunch or here for lunch. So, yeah, a lot of stuff going on here. You are listening to the Bloomberg Advantage, brought to you by CGMA. Employ a chartered global management accountant or empower your finance team with the CGMA program. Learn more at cgma.org/radio. This is Bloomberg Radio. All right, everybody. Our next guest spent 14 years as Microsoft Chief Strategist and Chief Technology Officer during the company's major growth years. Nathan Myhrvold is CEO and founder of Intellectual Ventures, where he's committing billions of dollars of capital to interesting strategies and intellectual property. But first, Nathan, we got to start with the obvious right now. Microsoft buying LinkedIn. I know you've probably been asked this a million times. You're smiling. Is this a strategy you would have done?
Well, who knows what I would have done, but I just assume some of the senior executives are updating their profile. Now, hey!
I mean, it's an interesting world that we're living in. When you look at, you know, different ventures coming before you, what is it that kind of catches your interest that you think is worth committing money towards at this point?
Well, my focus is always on really new, cool things, sort of before they're ready for prime time. And I think fundamental investments in AI technology are very interesting.
Artificial intelligence, right now.
Now, AI is one of these things that goes through a cycle where it gets overhyped. You know, there's a period 20 years ago when AI was everything.
Right.
Then it got so overhyped it became a bad word. And then every time it worked, people would call it anything except AI. And right now, so because it's on an upswing again, stuff that's not AI is being called AI because, hey, that makes it cool, right?
But do we really know what the impact of artificial intelligence is going to be? We were talking with somebody earlier, I think it was Fan Bao, of China Renaissance. And just, you know, we're all kind of trying to figure out exactly what will be the true applications, the rewarding applications.
Well, I think most of the applications in the short term are not giant, momentous things. They're not these sentient beings off in cyberspace. Mostly it's going to be about automating stuff where you have to deal with a bunch of exceptions, a bunch of weird cases, and you have to deal with it yourself now, whereas if there was smarter software, it could do a better job for you.
When you're acquiring patents and you're looking for places to acquire them, do you take a sort of value investor approach, which is find the things nobody else is talking about right now so you can find something that might be useful, or the opposite, look for a hot market like AI right now and look for those patents that might be more valuable?
A little bit you have to do both. So if there is something that where there's lots of interest, then sure, it's worth looking. But you never can find fundamental things in areas where there's lots of interest. Okay, so I always like to think about Levi Strauss, who came to the California Gold Rush, oops, got there late.
Right.
He actually wanted to make tents then, but oops, they'd already built buildings, so he wound up making blue jeans and created this gigantic fortune.
Right, right. Found an opportunity.
Because the obvious opportunities were already taken. So there is that value investor approach in technology always where you say, look, I think this stuff will be important in the future. I'm not totally sure what, but that's the best time to make the investment because it's cheaper. Your money goes further. You can get more fundamental things.
Can you talk about some of the investments that you've made as of late?
Well, we're always evaluating new approaches to stuff. We've done quite a few things in how computing relates to the real world. Computers are not just in cyberspace. Uber is a great example. You punch something on your phone. Now, you've got lots of apps in your phone where you play a game, and it's all in your phone.
Right.
Or you do something on the phone, and information comes, a map or something else. With Uber, you tap on the phone, and a car shows up. And that kind of thing that ties logistics directly into computing in new ways. Of course, people have done some level of logistics for a long time, but that the new element is doing it at a broad scale. So that's an area we're looking at.
I got to ask you, we only got about 30 seconds left, but your former employer, Microsoft, a huge acquisition, a $25 billion acquisition after making so many acquisitions that haven't worked out. What gives you any confidence that this will turn out any differently?
Well, my company was acquired by Microsoft in 1986.
True.
One of their first acquisitions, and by God, I think that one worked out.
There's a long stretch in between.
There's actually lots of Microsoft things, but tech is fundamentally hard to make acquisitions in. They say they're going to run LinkedIn as its own brand and then look for other synergies. I think that sounds like a very smart approach. And what it ought to do is give the LinkedIn team a bigger checkbook and a little more freedom to try new things.
Nathan, we got to run. Thank you so much. Nathan Myhrvold, CEO at Intellectual Ventures, joining us on the Bloomberg Advantage on Bloomberg Radio.